Robot Building Supplies. They've got it and deliver. Robotbuildingsupplies.com.au.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Been promising that we'll play your play on from Ad Brace to play your pump up song to keep you pumped up during the course of the program. We might keep doing it forever because we've had such a big response on the speckle text. That was from Jared in Lilydale. Foo Fighters, My Hero, was nominated by several listeners last week. Jared in Lilydale, Warren from Mitcham as well. So there's Foo Fighters, My Hero. And it's a nice segue to play that in because Liam Pickering is about to join me and have a chat from SEN Trackside. And they're still up and running, SEN Trackside. Welcome to you, Liam. Perfect play on for you.
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Pipe. How are you, mate?
I'm good. Thanks for lending me Margaret from off the bench. She's been a fantastic addition to my show.
Oh, what a star she is.
Yeah,
she's a superstar of our station, really. She's our number one caller. We have a lot of people that have been loyal, you know, listeners and long-time callers over a lot, you know, a number of years now, but Margaret's been the pick of them. She's the most popular, clearly, and I heard she was sort of charlatan around with you, and then we played the audio, and she's fantastic. Yeah, she loves talking to you, which is great.
Yeah, and I love hearing her on Off the Bench. Heard her on Saturday again. Hey,
it is called Off the Bench, not On the Bench, by the way.
Yeah,
you're across that. We're on Off the Bench. On the Bench is where I used to play a fair bit of footy. It's a whole different game.
And, you know, I do Off the Bench Darwin at the moment.
Every
Sunday, I do Off the Bench Darwin. Well, I'm your offshoot.
Oh, is that right? And you do that on a Sunday and you still can't get the name right. Come on. Come on, man.
I love teasing you. Hey, what's happening? SEN Track today?
Yes, well, it's a new foray for me because it's not something that I've gone into before, I must say, but I'm looking forward to it. We love our races and we obviously have our famous punters club that we do, you know, a dozen times during the course of the country race season, which we've just wrapped up. So we're very, very successful punters club. So we might try and do that this afternoon, actually. We might do a punters club with Jackie Heaven, myself and Sammy Hargraves, No Ham Sam, see if we can put one together that the listeners might be able to get involved in, because I've been listening to Davey Taggett. He's already given me a bit of a, well, you've got no hope today. It's a heavy 10 at Ballarat and all this sort of stuff. Scone's hard. It's a hard track to bet at, and I'm not worried about that, Dwayne. I'm not worried about it at all. I'm ready. I've got a best of the day so far I've already found. Race 6, number 2, Call My Agent.
Very
good omen bet. Around the 250 mark, Trent Busserton. And what's the young fella's name that's riding that, actually? Jaden Lloyd, yep. So had a look at that, but we'll find plenty of winners with the trots and the greyhounds and the like, so it should be fun.
Love it. SEN Track today. You can tune in. Liam Pickering, part of the team. Hey, before I let you go, Picker, speaking of calling your agent, just heard from Adam Kelly from the Crow saying that May the 4th might be a return to training date. Are you hearing that exact date yourself, or is that something that's new to you?
That was the initial call with the clubs, was May the 4th back at training, unless you hear otherwise. I think that's doable, unless something else happens. You know, it's a day-by-day thing we're doing at the moment, Pipe. So
yeah.
I would think that it is doable, potentially, because that was the initial date that they thought. That was probably being a little bit positive, I thought. Anyway, well, we hope so. The boys are going stir crazy at home, so May 4th couldn't come quick enough for them.
So are you advising your players to be ready to head back to your club May 4th? Some of them are in other states now, so they're going to have to go back and have 14 days in quarantine before they get back to their club the way we are at the moment.
Look, to be honest, that's still being run by the clubs. I mean, we just act as a bit of a conduit between the clubs and the players, but the clubs, as a general rule, are the ones that dictate when players, you know, where they move and you know, what they do. So most of them have got their training programs. I think they all have now, and they're out doing their training, albeit by themselves in most cases, unless they live with another player. So they'll be keeping themselves fit. They're professional, so they'll know when they're being told the button's been pushed and we're back playing, they've got to get themselves ready to go.
Do you like the 3-6-team hub idea, 3 different locations around Australia?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I heard you talking about it earlier, and I think it's got some merit, because as I think you might have mentioned that, you know, if there is someone gets crook in one of the 6, the other 2 hubs can keep going. I really like that idea. So if that's what they do, I think the players will embrace it.
Yeah, it's not coming from me. It's not my idea. It's come from someone that's got a lot higher pay grade than I, but that's the beauty of making calls.
Not a former teammate of ours, is it?
No. I'm not sure whether this guy actually played a game. He'd probably pay $1 million to play one game.
Oh, not Hutchie, is it? For God's sake. If no, it's him, not... don't take him on face value, for God's sake. He just throws a whole heap of stones in the air and let's see where they land.
No, it's not from Hutchie. Great to have you, Pickers, and we'll be listening to SEN Track, the new sound of chasing, pacing and racing. It's live right now into Melbourne on 1377 SEN Plus, into Perth on 657 AM and into Wollongong on 1575. AM or anywhere else around the country on the SEN app, SEN Trackside with Jack Heaven and Liam Pickering starts at 1 o'clock. And Macca's recognises those in the healthcare system working tirelessly to look after each of us and our loved ones at the moment as well. So to say thanks, Macca's shouting any healthcare worker a free small McCafe hot drink or medium soft drink until the 17th of May. Quick break for news and then straight back to your calls and your texts as well. If you'd like to join me on the phone, the Dog and Bone, 1300 736 736. Your call's next.